Court chambers in the Minnesota State Capitol. The mural right above the seats of the Grand Justices, as they're called, shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law, which divide civilization from barbarism. Inscriptions that are also inside of the Capitol building are, "The people's safety is the law of God." This coming from James Otis, a son of liberty. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people, but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles." Who said that? The son of liberty, Patrick Henry. I wonder when those said representatives that are doing their best to tear down the laws that they swore to uphold in oath with their hand on the Bible are going to actually pay attention to and submit to themselves to these things that are written upon the walls. After all, these things are all over the Capitol building, in paintings and in inscriptions. More importantly, what must the people think of their said representatives acting outside of their scope of authority? And remember, the people never delegated authority to them to advocate what our laws clearly condemn, when they see what they are attempting to do with their state. What most do not take the time to realize is that our rights come from God, and the Lord does not give us, nor our representatives, the right to transgress His law. This quote is also inside of the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, made that statement. What the said Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is advocating for is now with little boys dressed as little girls. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that is a crime. It is illegal. Governor Walz is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them male and female. However, he attempts to go further by attempting to put these abominable ones in the position of the victims. It's not working, is it? Friends, they are not the victims. The fact of the matter is that they are going after little children and are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. The governor in the state of Minnesota, we were told, was reelected by the people to advocate for this. Did the people sign up for this? Absolutely not. Yet the mainstream media would have you believe that Minnesotans voted him in only for him to continuously attack them day after day, month after month, and year after year. It's called major voter fraud, and this we all know. Consider that this is, after all, his illegal attacks on small business owners under the guise of the pandemic, simultaneously driving traffic to his corporate fascist buddies. Oh, P.S., billionaires increased their wealth worldwide 27% during the pandemic. And while all of those businesses were shut down, 60% of them will never reopen. And don't forget about the liquidation of the elderly and healthcare centers across the state. He surrounds himself with them that mean to conquer the state, passing treasonous policies and handing illegals license. And simultaneously calling for others to come to the state to murder the unborn. Where is that in the Constitution? Furthermore, where did they derive that authority? It's not from we the people, and that runs in contrast to the Declaration of Independence, where it states that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And now he's even going so far as to turn gun-carrying
law... At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming A son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles from contributors all over the country that understand as the sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they. They're a part of the culture war, 1 Timothy 6:12, and they are applying their wisdom over and testimony over to the people that take the time to read sonsoflibertymedia.com, one of the most censored and suppressed websites in the country, no doubt. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, by the way, and you will check out SOL Radio Live. You can watch us on social media platforms and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com as well. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Thinking of 1 Corinthians 11:1, also Acts 4:12. Read those scriptures and you will understand perfectly. Now, I had to do this because this was a prime segue into how the game is being played here. Okay, here is the governor of the United States, or I'm sorry, the governor of the state of Minnesota, the governor of the state of Minnesota. Just think about this, okay? We know that Tim Walz is not being voted in by the people, 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. We know there's massive voter fraud going on in this state, just like any other state in the United States of America. This guy advocates for everything that destroys who we are as a people. I've showed pictures to you from the past concerning one of my friends who's an investigative reporter out of South Dakota, Shad Olson, who actually went to China with Tim Walz back in the 90s, and he said he drank in the whole communist manifesto. He drank in the whole communist, the Chinese communist government blueprint. And now he's here in the state of Minnesota. And what's interesting, he's from Nebraska. He's not from the state of Minnesota. And just like Keith Ellison, who the state completely hates, the police commissioners, the police force completely denounced him. But somehow or another, Keith Ellison, the said attorney general, comes from Michigan, and he's planted in the state, just like Tim Walz is from Nebraska, into the state of Minnesota to do what? To destroy the state. By the way, here's a little side note. Put this up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It's interesting. Both Walls and Keith Ellison want an influx of over 200 to 300% of Muslims into the state of Minnesota. Why? Why? There's only one reason, folks. Why would you take a people from a war-torn nation? Why would you take a cursed people, friends, and with the lowest IQ on the planet, why would you want to bring them into the state of Minnesota? Because you want to colonize. And it's exactly what they're doing. And the people that are on Tim Walz's board, friends, are those that are there. They're part of CARE. And they are here to be subversive because they mean to conquer the state of Minnesota. We could get into the 35 different jihadi camps across the United States of America while you're being played by the powers that are tolerated because most Americans haven't taken the time to figure out yet that they're all working for special interest groups being paid off to be the Judas goat in selling you out, Luke 22:48. But again, back to Tim Walz. What does he do? Governor Walz calls Trump he calls him, and I'm not going to use the word, it's B-A-S-T-A-R-D. It does say that in the King James Version, but the way he's using it is an expletive, and I'm just not going to go there. And I'm thinking of Colossians 3:8. I'm thinking of James 1:26. I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:29. Okay? I'm just not going there. But he called him a B-A-S-T-A-R-D. And he likens socialism to neighborlessness at the event for white dudes. For white dudes. The guy's white, Americans. You can't make it up. He's a devil. It's exactly what he is, folks. We've tried to get him on the radio a couple times. He knows all the well who I am. And so does Keith Ellison. And again, I want to reiterate the point. The people in the state of Minnesota hate his guts. They hate both of them. But yet they tolerate them. Okay, but again, I need to make the point and sticking to the topic. He calls Trump a B-A-S-T-A-R-D. Well, I'm just trying to figure this out because I notice that the things that Tim Walz has advocated. Here's Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota. Here he is signing on to what they call legislation. This is felonious activity. It's a felony. They're called crimes against nature, Romans 1:26. They're advocating a lifestyle that is criminal at every level. Here is the said governor, Tim Walz, sitting right next to a little boy that wants to be a girl. He wants to be a girl. And here is the governor signing on, acting as if he's doing him a favor so he can become a girl. This is also the same governor, and keep in mind what I'm telling you, friends, that also told the parents across the state, that if their little boys want to be girls and if their little girls want to be boys, and we find out about this in public schools, we can steal away your kid and bring him to a different state. I didn't know the state had any children. This is all new news to me, but this is what happens when the American people sit down on their said morals. This is how far it's gone, okay? Well, here's Tim Walz. What is he advocating for? Well, he's advocating for what they call transgenderism. Okay, I'm not making it up. Here's a said representative in the state of Minnesota, a gender-affirming care for youth. Completely, folks, again, let me remind you that this is felonious activity, okay? It goes beyond a mental illness. This is, what am I going for? I've got a couple thoughts here. I want to show you another picture here of the lieutenant governor in the state of Minnesota. I don't quite know what this is, but this lieutenant governor that was standing right next to this little child right here on social media platforms, it's interesting to note that it says protect trans kids with a knife. Folks, that is the definition of totalitarianism, okay? So we see what he's advocating for, but what's the difference? Why would Tim Walz call Donald Trump a B-A-S-T-A-R-D? I mean, Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgender women in his beauty pageant. Folks, this is pro wrestling at its very worst. That's what this is. This is, what is this? Driving Opposition. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed. but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. And I think that's the second time I said it during this broadcast. Do forgive me. Folks, let's get back to this really quick. Governor Walz calls Trump a bastard. Wait a second. Why would he call him names like that? Hey, folks, look at me carefully. They're both pushing the same exact agenda. I just got done sharing with you, friends, how Tim Walz is advocating for what they call transgenderism. Okay? No such thing. The Lord's already decided their gender. Okay? I'm just trying to show you a couple pictures on screen right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Okay, what's the difference between him and Trump? Okay, look at this. This was even the mainstream media. This was in 2023. Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgender women in his beauty pageant. Yes, of course he did. Hey, folks, it's in the no side laws. I mean, that's I don't understand what people don't get. And I'm just trying to get you out of the game because they think that they have control of your life. And the way that they have control of you is they have you in a whirlwind as they give you the two options to pick from. And again, there's over 1,000 of them that are being completely overlooked. Why would Tim Walz call him that? I mean, outside of the fact that they're both devils, 844 of John, no doubt about it. You know, I mean, just think about this. Here, you have a governor saying he calls Trump a bastard. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. And then he says at an event for white dudes. I mean, what color's this knucklehead? I mean, you just cannot make it up. And yet the people still don't pay attention to the fact of who we are rather than what it is that they want us to be. How do you fill the seats? Promote the fight. How do you fill the seats? Promote the fight. Who was just given the nod to be the VP for Kamala Harris, who has less than 1% approval rating? I'm just curious. Okay, I'm not caught up in the game. I'm just telling you how you're being played. Look at this. This is the lieutenant governor behind the said governor. Is that a man or is that a woman? No joke. Here's Walls talking about a threat to our democracy. No difference between that and Donald Trump, who said it's a purified democracy, when in fact we're not a democracy at all. Here, I want to show you something so you can understand how you're being played. And I need you to share this with your friends because they still haven't figured this out. Now, I had Governor Jesse Ventura on the show at one point, and I had brought to him, I said, you have a quote where you basically said that politics and pro wrestling are identical, okay? They are. There's no question about it. Here, let me go over just to prove my point, and I'm going to go over to Donald Trump and pro wrestling, and I'm going to show you what pulls up, because you know him and Mr. Vince McMahon are best of friends, right? Matter of fact, Donald Trump appointed his wife over an agency within federal government. Did you know that? Probably not. No, I know. But we have, I'm not going to show you video. Don't want to go to the video. There's tons of video. But look at this. Donald Trump and pro wrestling all over the place. He's an actor, a bad actor. Okay. And again, what I'm highlighting here is Governor Walz calling him names. Doesn't make any sense to me, and I'm playing the stooge right now. I'm just trying to get people to understand that you're being played the stooge too as you continue to go along with this narrative, because Governor Walz is pushing the same exact agenda that Donald Trump is. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump gave over $650 million more than Barack Hussein Obama did to Planned Parenthood during his criminal tenure. Did you know that? So all you got to do is go to the Washington Post. I pulled up that piece for you several times, and I've shared with you several times the truth of the matter. Well, Governor Walz appointed a CIA plant. What's he doing? Well, he said, listen, if you want an abortion, come to our state. Well, he's also anti-Second Amendment. I mean, isn't that interesting? These guys put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws in the face of the people they're supposed to serve. And then once they get into office, they violate their oath. There is consequence for that in a big way, constitutionally. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's called treason, Luke 22:48. They're Judas goats is what they are, friends. Well, he wants to take away the Second Amendment. They came up with something called red flag laws through their Hegelian dialect. Isn't that crazy? Three steps forward, then they take a step back. They've gained one or two steps to get their foot in the door, because people don't pay attention that they don't have a right to break the law concerning those that are supposed to represent in upholding and magnifying the law. He wants to remove the guns. Well, what about Donald Trump, the first 500 days of his criminal tenure? What did he do? He said, take the guns first and then due process. Do you remember this? And then just shortly thereafter, we have a military, former military man named Matt Agarist, who's a contributor to our site over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, who did his due diligence only to find out that Donald Trump went in, called on 26 governors, called the good guys, sold you as the good guys, the Republicans. And guess what they did? They undermined the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is what they did through and under Donald Trump's directives. Well, I've also shared with you, friends, that we've had, and I've been on her show several times, and she's been on my several times. She was a part of the media inside of the People's White House. And she observed something very quickly. She said what Donald Trump says inside the White House and what he says outside are two different stories. I know people don't want to listen to that, but that's all you have to do is look to the Lord Jesus Christ and understand how we're supposed to judge. Again, Matthew 7:16-20, and that is how to go ahead and judge him by his fruit. Here, let me take it a step further. Since I just brought it to pro wrestling and I showed you Vince McMahon and Donald Trump are best of friends, right? Look at this, just so you can understand how it's played. Politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Jesse Ventura. 10 times wrestlers played bitter enemies on screen, but were good friends in real life. Yep. Tim Walz ain't angry with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump isn't angry with Tim Walz. You can rest assured. How do I know that? Because they're both pushing the same agenda, right? What's the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Absolutely nothing. Why? How do I know that? Because I look at the fruit hanging on their branches. They're both pushing the same agenda. Folks, how ridiculous can it get? I mean, I didn't think it could get any worse after Barack Obama and George W. Bush. And then here comes Barack Obama again. And then we have a Donald Trump behind him. And yesterday I'd asked you the question, friends, just ask yourself, what made him famous? What did he do that was so special? What was his talent that brought him to the light in the face of the people? I can tell you, his connections with the mob. And I can tell you, friends, that he's been put in a favorable light over the last 30 years. But let's get back to this. Let's just stick to what we have in front of us right now, okay? Diesel and Shawn Michaels told a great WWE story. They were best of friends during their time as WWE main eventers, forming Click. Had two feuds with each rotating babyface WWE champion position. Outstanding match ended feud before Kevin Nash left for WCW. Okay, again, just letting you know, they're not nemesis. They're not at each other's throats. They're not arch enemies. They are in the face of the people to sell tickets to fill the seats. But behind closed doors, what are they doing, friends? They're the best of friends. The best of friends. Sasha Banks and Bayley achieved wrestling dream together. They're sold to you as arch enemies. Behind closed doors, they're best of friends. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate helped showcase UK style, right? Arch enemies in the face of the people, best of friends behind closed doors. Forgive me if I can't say his name right. We'll break it down in syllables. Kazuka Okada and Kenny Omega had legendary NJPW feud. They're arch enemies to sell tickets. Behind closed doors, they're best of friends. Okay? Hey, folks. They're arch enemies. They're sold to the people as arch enemies. Behind closed doors, they're best of friends. How do they sell the tickets? They promote the fight between the two. This is why, in fact, the 1,000 other presidential contenders are being completely suppressed and censored. Because they do not want you to believe that there's actual legitimate contenders that love America. Nope. America doesn't want to hear that. Here's another one. Steve Austin and Jim Ross used friendship for Austin's heel turn, right? Again, sold as arch enemies at first. Behind closed doors, they're best of friends. What about Shawn Michaels and Triple H helped set a new standard together? Sold to the people, how? As arch enemies, they're at war with each other to sell tickets, to get people to the screen, to get people to the event. And what's worse is the people know it's fake, but they keep buying the tickets. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing and what we are continuously doing. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on social media platforms as well as beforeitsnews.com. Now, I started this whole show off with the fact that Governor Walz, who was just picked as the VP for Kamala Harris, what a joke. You want to stop there for a moment? There was video at the offset of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris running. And what they did is they took the basest of the basest, not the cream of the crop. They took the bottom feeders, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And what they did, and this is what the Word of God talks about in Judgment, Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15, go to 68 in Deuteronomy, go to 46 in Leviticus, and you're going to understand exactly how this is. They're putting the baser sort up, friends. And when they get there, really, when the people tolerate them, it's really them showing you how stupid you are. But scripturally speaking, under the judgments of God, the Bible says that he will cast them into your teeth, and it's put in place for the purpose to show you that you have no power to stand before. This is the Lord at work under judgment. This isn't the bad guys having themselves a heyday. They may think that they are, but they're merely used in the hand of the Lord to bring judgment, just like Nebuchadnezzar, just like any other. The king of Assyria is another one. It doesn't matter who they are. All things are what? They're all mere men, and they're in the hand of the Lord for his purposes in every jot and every tittle concerning what takes place. But what I'm highlighting here is you have Governor Walz, who's a criminal. We all know he's a criminal. He's a traitor. He's committed the act of treason 1,000 times in the state of Minnesota. The people hate his guts, but apparently not enough to actually impeach him and prosecute him for his crimes against the people themselves. But what I'm highlighting here is the fact that he's calling Donald Trump an expletive. And what's crazy about it is I said, well, why would he be mad at Donald Trump? He's pushing the same exact agenda that Donald Trump is. Now, going back to Kamala Harris and what I wanted you to understand concerning Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we have video when they were on the campaign trail, friends, where they literally, listen to me carefully, they literally didn't have one person to support them, not one, on film. And yet they sold to you that over 80 million people voted Joe Biden into office. Now, what I want you to keep in mind is if Joe Biden and Donald Trump were really at war with each other, they were real archenemies, then why didn't Donald Trump do with the DOJ what he said he could do, whatever he wanted to do with it? How come he never drained the swamp? Because if he did, Kamala Harris would have been thrown in jail at least. Joe Biden would have been thrown in jail at least. Obama's would have been thrown in jail at least. The Clintons would have been thrown in jail at least until they were indicted by a jury of the American. Hey, folks, justice guards our liberty. But on the other side of that is if you look at Psalm 12:8, the wicked walk on every side. When what? When who's exalted? The vilest of men. In other words, if they weren't prosecuted for their crimes, it should show you who's in the office, the vilest of men. But again, just showing you, friends, there's no difference between those that are playing the game of pro wrestling. Here, I want to get to some more facts over here so you can see for yourself. Look at this. This is Shawn Michaels and Triple H. What'd they do? They played arch enemies to sell tickets. And the people bought the tickets. You have Rey Mysterio and Chris Jericho feuded in WWE and WCW, and yet they're best of friends behind closed doors. You have JBL and Eddie Guerrero went extra hard as friends, but they, behind closed doors, were best of friends. The list goes on. The list goes on. And you know what? Vince McMahon, good friends with Donald Trump, is a billionaire because of the ignorance of the people that know it's fake. Regardless, they buy the tickets. And it's exactly what's happening in politics right now. Right now, today. So, friends, don't blame a clown, clowns in the circus of politics, for acting like a clown. Ask yourself why you keep going to the circus. That's what you got to do. You got to ask yourself, don't get mad at them. You're the one that keeps supporting them. You're supporting your oppressors through advertently or inadvertently. Because if you're not standing against them, you're an accomplice to the crime, period, in the face of God. And the show goes on, and the show goes on, and the show goes on, and here we are, right? And here we are. How the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going, and the question is when will Americans learn? President Ronald Reagan, who, by the way, was an actor, said politics is just like show business. Of course it is. That's all it is. Remember, President Franklin D. Roosevelt put this up against what he said and what you're seeing today. He said back in the 30s that presidents are selected, not elected. Isn't it the mainstream media browbeating and demonizing anybody else or anybody and everybody that calls out voter fraud? Yep. What are they doing? They're trying to give cover to those that are guilty of the conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9, common sense, do a whole show on this that nobody can deny. Friends, this is sound. This isn't speculative. We're not just reaching to put a show together. Not at all. No, I'm trying to get you to understand that what's going on here, friends, is a bunch of devils working deceptively. They got to work in the dark, because if they worked in the light, you would be angry with them. But most people aren't. They're entertained by them. You know, and the fact of the matter is, if you put this up against scripture, the very things that the Lord condemns in a reference to his law, read 1 Timothy 1:9 and 10 when you get a moment. The American people they're entertained by it. Did you also know that President Franklin D. Roosevelt said back in the 30s, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens that way, you can bet it was planned that way. Now, it's planned that way according to what the Lord wills it to be planned out in such a fashion. They, again, are not in control of nothing. Okay? I want you to listen to this. This is former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura. He said, in my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. He told me this during our interview, by the way. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make money. That's why they get up on the screen and act like a bunch of monkeys. I mean, just so way out there. So out of anybody acting that way. That's how these pro wrestlers get people to come fill the seats. And that's exactly what Jesse Ventura just said. What do? They dress up, they dress up with all this garb on and weird glasses and their hair is all freaked out and they use a voice that's not really theirs. And then in some cases they're half naked and they talk in a way that's completely foreign to who they are naturally. And they know it. Again, they're actors. And Jesse just said, listen, if we want to fill the seats and draw the crowd to make money, then we are the ones that are going to have to do that. So what we do in essence is we put a show on for the people to do just that. What's happening today, friends, is leading the opposition. Just like in pro wrestling, they create the war, they create the players, and what they don't know is the people don't know behind closed doors, they're best of friends pushing the same agenda. Same exact thing happening here. Here, let me give you another quote. This is by a pro deceiver. He called himself a pro wrestler. Chris Jericho is his name. He said if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Same thing with politics. Same exact thing. The only difference between politics and Hollywood today is they're just uglier actors. No joke. And every single one of them, and I wish somebody would put me to the test, every single one of them that's put up as the good guys, they're extorted and they're controlled opposition. This is how you lead the opposition. Hey friends. When, again, you put up with the lesser of two evils that are offered to you, are things getting better or are they getting more evil? That's why the Lord told us not to be a part of either one of them. Okay, there is legitimate contenders out there, but again, they're being completely censored by the mainstream media. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment. Let me say this, and I want you to hear this one because I just brought up Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. They had hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling a true admiration and sincere love for one another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero or Mysterio, they were chosen out of history and they worked together for years, both as a tag team partners and bitter rivals. Listen to that carefully. They're not actually bitter rivals. They're actually tag team partners. Do you understand? Joey and Trump, Joey and Donald, they're tag teaming as they work together, two wings to the same bird, as they control the opposition, as they lead the opposition and drive the narrative. Are things getting better for you Americans? How many promises were you given over the last 8 years by both criminal administrations? And by the way, before they got into office, they condemned the very things that they advocated for when they were in office. Did you hear what I said? Both of them condemned what they advocated outside of office. They condemned it. When they got into office, they advocated the very things that they condemned before they got there. That's pro wrestling. That's politics today, friends. Leading opposition is a communist tactic to control the opposition, said Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin. He said again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Oh, speaking of that, can I just kind of give you a kind of a side note here? And we've already known this for some time now, and we've seen video. And I'm talking about Alex Jones right now, who's making millions and millions of dollars. This guy was birthed at the exact same time our ministry was, right? And he came out and he gave the people all of this information that you now have. And it's interesting to note that many people, and he was even confronted on many shows, but it's interesting when he was confronted, they said, how is it that everybody else is dead except you, Alex Jones? I'm just curious, why is everybody else dead but you, Alex Jones? Now, this is what I want to highlight just so you can see this real quick. People are asking the question, why is Alex Jones hanging out with a transgender woman? A man pretending to be a woman, okay? We're talking about pulling off the mask. That's what we're doing, Luke 12:2. We'll be right
this
back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighton Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival.
Revelation 3:9.
Attacked by enemies from
Romans 2:28 and 29.
And with anti-Semitism on the rise.
John 8:44.
Now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit.
Christians.
Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander.
And I'm going to get right to this in a moment here.
I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Okay, so again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to highlight this. This is how we started the show, doing a full recap. Governor Walz calls Trump a B-A-S-T-A-R-D, okay? But the fact of the matter is when you look at who they are and what they're advocating for, they're not arch enemies, friends. They're both pushing the same agenda. Isn't that crazy? They're exactly the same agenda. They're both pushing it. They're anti-gun, Second Amendment. They're pro-murder of the children. Hey, folks, here's something to think about. If you now accepted your government to illegally sanction the murder of children, your own children, what's left to do but to kill each other? And isn't that what happens? Isn't that how civil wars are created? I mean, even going back to the 1700s, I remember John Adams' wife, Abigail Adams, asked the question to George Washington concerning what was the reason for this Revolutionary War. And they knew the reason for the disconnect from the tyrant across the pond, but she wondered if it had to do with the sin of slavery, which is an abomination. Folks, just imagine what's coming down the pike. Just imagine what the wrath of God is going to look like because of what people have put up with in this country. Well, I don't agree with it. Well, did you stand against it? Because I'm here to tell you that no representative in the United States of America has a right to go ahead and tell anybody that he's supposed to represent, namely, first, the law that got established through Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. Read both of them. It's very important that you do. And upholding the law against the very crimes that they're guilty of advocating for. And when you submit to that, you're just as guilty as the person advocating for it. And you're going to reap the just recompense. No one's going to get away from this one, folks. 70 million babies. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. But again, just highlighting Governor Walz calling Donald Trump names, expletives. There's no difference. Absolutely no difference. The agenda is going forward. That's all this is, friends, is clowns in the circus of politics trying to get people to read their nonsense. The mainstream media, who's good friends with them, they're there to protect these criminals and their crimes being committed against you. And again, folks, it's across the boards. This is nothing new, but here we are. Now, let me give you this. I brought this up. Vince McMahon, okay, the WWE promoter and executive, he's best of friends with Donald Trump. And he said his net worth, and I know it's like $3 billion today, okay? But what I want to lay to your candors, do you remember when Vince McMahon and Donald Trump were put up as rivals, one against another? Do you remember this? Do you remember when Donald Trump body slammed, beat, and shaved Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 13? Notice the number. They're back into their occult. Oh, and speaking of which, regardless of what cult, they all serve the devil. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about them. Because the fact of the matter is we can see the fruit again hanging on their trees, their wicked branches, metaphorically speaking. And it's interesting that it was Albert Pike, who is the head of the new Masons. He's the one that said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. What do you think? Who do you think these candidates are that are continuously given to the people as options? They're not going to. Hey, folks, remember Barack Obama? Do you remember when he sold himself to the people? Did you know what he kept referring to? The Declaration of Independence, going back to who we were. Jeremiah 6:16. What did he do when he got into office? Just the exact opposite. Just like the rest of them. Okay, let me finish this. There was a rival between Vince McMahon and Donald Trump in WrestleMania 13. This all started with Mr. McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the Battle of the Billionaires, and the people foolishly purchased their tickets only to be lied to. And I can hear an answer back where the Lord says, and my people would have it so. Oh, and by the way, Linda McMahon, and I brought this up earlier, wife of billionaire Vince McMahon, was appointed small business administrator by none other than yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. Wow, I guess it has its advantages, doesn't it? What do they do? Their whole lives they spend doing what? Deceiving the people out of their money. But if the people weren't being deceived out of their money, it wouldn't be happening. This is what happens when you wickedly depart from God. Last year, when touring this beautiful state of California, me and my family took the time to go to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum, there in Simi Valley, because not because I'm a Ronald Reagan fan, but because I love learning the history of the most awesome country in which we live. No doubt about it, right? And what was interesting is when I got there, and it kind of took me back because the last 25 years of my life, it's been spent. I've been a dead man walking. I have been serving the Lord and serving the people. Yes, in that order. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Okay. But with saying that, friends, I wasn't into any of this stuff up until the last 25 years. Okay. And the Lord has brought me through the process every step of the way. But when I was at Ronald Reagan's museum, did you know that his presidential campaign was Let's Make America Great Again? Ronald Reagan was an actor, right? And due to the fact that Donald Trump ran his presidential campaign on the same exact slogan, flags are up. Nope, not with the American people. Oh, and by the way, can you imagine if one of these devils came in, put this up against 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Can you imagine if these people came in and said, listen, we're working for globalist special interest groups and we are being paid to destroy the Constitution and recreate it in our own image? Is that how they sell themselves? Absolutely nothing. They're deceptive devils. They operate in the dark. For those that have a biblical lens, because they're anointed of God, for Isaiah 10:27, 1 John 2:21, when you're anointed of God, he lets you see this stuff. He promised you that you would see, you would hear, and it's easy to see, and it's easy to hear. Let's keep going on. John Whitehead, lead counsel from Rutherford Institute, recently wrote, it's easy to be distracted right now by the circus of politics. I wonder where he got that from. He's a friend of mine, by the way, that dominate the news headlines. But I'm telling you to stop being distracted. Don't be fooled, not even a little, no matter how tempting it may seem. He said, we're being subjected to the oldest con game in the books, the magician's sleight of hand that keeps you focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst. He said, this is how tyranny rises and freedom falls. He said, what characterizes America today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance carried out behind the entertaining, the distracting, and the disingenuous curtain of political theater. This is the government today, and what a political theater it is, diabolically Shakespearean and at times full of sound and fury. He said, clown Mitt Romney told Barack Hussein Obama, you said in the Rose Garden the day after the attack in Benghazi, it was an act of terror. It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying? Clown Barack replied, please proceed, to which Romney added, I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror. 14 days. You know what? By the way, folks, as you give a pass to all of this charade in the politics of the circus of politics here, I want you to understand they are working for people that are going after Americans. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security. Let's take a listen to H.E. Mencken, predicted almost a century ago. He said, all the odds are on the man who intrinsically is the most devious in mediocre, the man who can most adaptly disperse the notion that his mind is in a virtual vacuum. The presidency tends to, year by year, to go to such men in office of the president. It presents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. The White House will be adorned by downright morons. Is that what's happening? Oh, yeah. Hey, folks, I claim to be nothing here, but I can tell you this right now. You can give me the best that Washington, D.C. has, and I will give you example of example on film, on radio, whatever you would have, as to how dummied down these people are and how constitutionally and biblically illiterate they are. We had a friend out in Maryland, and he used to carry the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in his pocket. He went into the national floor, the federal floor in Washington, D.C., made some statements on the way out. The court recorder asked him the question, what was it that you were making reference to? Guess what he was making reference to, friends? The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, you got to pull away from how you're being played, because you are being laughed at on so many different levels. And I love you enough to tell you when nobody else is willing to tell you. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See you.